Celebrating aircraft, home building, and innovation, this is EAA Radio in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
The rotable aircraft known as the Terrafugia Transition has won a key exemption from the FAA that will allow it to legally operate on the roadways while still qualifying as a light sport aircraft. CEO Carl Dietrich says that the FAA allowed the maximum weight increase because the extra pounds involved safety improvements.
The FAA has issued a grant of an additional 110 pounds for our transition rotable light sport aircraft. So it's very good news for Terrafugia and for all of our customers. We're very excited to share it.
Why was this weight extension needed?
The transition is designed to drive on the road, and it must meet federal motor vehicle safety standards. So we have things that you have in your car that most light sport aircraft don't have. We have to have them in order to drive legally on the road. For instance, we have things like a safety cage, crumple zones, airbags, all of these, all sorts of special lighting requirements for driving on the road. There are lots of things that are required in order to meet these federal motor vehicle safety standards, and the FAA recognized that these are safety items, and for this type of vehicle, it's appropriate that we be given a little bit more weight, just like amphibious aircraft are given additional weight so that they can land on the water.
The last time we talked was last summer. What kind of progress have you made on the project?
Well, there's been tremendous progress, actually. We're going to have a press conference on July 26th, the first day of Oshkosh, in which we will be displaying some computer graphics of what the next vehicle design will look like, the prototype design. And it should be something that's very interesting to our customers and potential customers. People have been tracking us for some time.
Now, you have about 75 customers so far. Do you expect to have a lot more sign on in the next year or so?
Well, we would like that, obviously. We think that this new design is going to excite a lot of people. You know, we'll see what happens. We've still got another year and a half or so before first delivery. We're targeting a first delivery right around the end of 2011. And with a backlog of 70 orders, you never really know how much the backlog is going to grow. But I think people will be very pleasantly surprised with the amount of progress and the real what I think will really be a technological tour de force that I hope we'll be able to show. These things like the crush zones and the safety cages and all those things that we had to do to meet federal motor vehicle safety standards, we've even done simulated crash testing of this vehicle. So it's really another level of safety that you don't see in any other light sport aircraft out there right now. And that's something that I think is very exciting. Or at least we like to think that it's exciting to bring that kind of new level of safety to light sport aviation.
In getting this exemption for the LSA, you worked closely with EAA. What kind of work did you do with the EAA to get this extension?
Well, Earl Lawrence was extremely helpful in giving us guidance at the early stages of this process. And I think that, EAA is right up there among the organizations that we would like to thank for assisting us with this process. EAA, we also had the support of AOPA, Women in Aviation International, the Light Aircraft Manufacturers Association, all submitted supporting documents to our petition.
Carl, thanks very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to EAA Radio.